It's Ashley and Emma with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In national news, a new nicotine product has hit Australian schools while the fight against vaping continues. Nicotine pouches called snus or little lip pillows look like small tea bags but are filled with flavoured nicotine that is absorbed directly into the bloodstream. The product is used similarly to chewing tobacco, though chewing tobacco was banned in Australia in 1991. The pouches are still instilling fear into parents due to their inability to tell if their children are using the illegal product.
Homeless services in Victoria have seen a 14% increase in employed people seeking support over the last 2 years. A report by the Council to Homeless Persons found that 61 of Victoria's 80 local government areas saw an increase in employed Victorians seeking help from homeless services. The council's chief executive, Dinah Tao, says that employed people now make up 1/8 of those accessing support, and the assumption that having a job prevents homelessness is simply not true. The report also found that women are disproportionately affected, with the demographic accounting for over 70% of those employed seeking assistance.
In international news, 10 missing and 4 dead in a deadly storm that shook southern China, with 100,000 people forced to relocate after evacuating their homes. Torrential rains, serious flooding and swelling rivers has hit the province of Guangdong in southern China and is raising fears within their country. State media said that this storm is seen only once a century. China has seen extreme weather over the years, but this storm is hitting the city with record-breaking disasters.
A UK bill that would see asylum seekers deported to Rwanda has passed and is set to become law. The legislation, supported by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, would deport asylum seekers entering the UK by irregular means to the Rwandan capital. It is alleged that the Home Office has already begun identifying people with weak legal claims to remain in the UK to include in the first group to be removed in July. According to the bill, asylum seekers can challenge their removal on a case-by-case basis if they face a real, imminent, and foreseeable risk of serious, irreversible harm if removed to Rwanda.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Very interesting reporting there on the working poor, I would call them. You know, like having a job doesn't mean you've necessarily got a home.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially with cost of living and everything now, it's just getting harder.
Yes. So, and it's Americanized, you know. We hear of people working at Walmart and they're eligible for food stamps. Soon we'll have workers eligible for getting Centrelink. All right. Not good. Thank you very much for reporting on that. And we'll see you again at 11 a.m. But for now, we'll get into some rock and roll here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.